Damon G Show, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Anchor, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. And I just wanted to do a quick episode only because there is a lot of things going on right now. So you might not get the most professional broadcast out of me right now in terms of everything happening in society. Now, I'm not going to regurgitate everything that's been happening, but I am going to say this. Because of the things happening in Minnesota right now, because of things happening all over this country in terms of the pandemic, in terms of people saying their freedoms are being infringed upon for frivolous reasons, to Black lives being infringed upon only for existing and also being taken only for existing, I will share a story that a client of mine came to me today with, and it stuck with me. This person who I've known for a handful of years, who has been a client of mine for a few years, called me up today saying they wanted to have an emergency session. Wanted to talk about everything that's been going on, as I alluded to earlier. Fine. Made the time for them. The funny thing about this was, and I don't mean funny, haha, was this actually was them letting me know that because of everything happening right now, because of all the shenanigans happening in the world and in society, they wanted to end their life. And for some odd reason, they came to me to be the one to talk them off the proverbial ledge. Now, what started off as a venting session, and I'm not violating any HIPAA laws here. I'm not violating any confidentiality agreements. They came to me to converse about their frustrations. They came to me to converse about their worries and their fears. And that's all fine, and I welcome it. Anyone who's ever worked with me in the past knows I welcome all types of discussion, even the ones I may or may not agree with. But midway through this conversation, I was left with the responsibility of supporting this person in the midst of them essentially and literally leading up to them saying they wanted to end their life because they feel that they'd rather kill themselves now than someone else kill them just for existing. Now, that is frustrating to hear. That is sad for me to hear. That is infuriating for somebody like me to hear, who is a suicide survivor. I have survived a suicide attempt. And to know the responsibility that I had today of helping someone cope with their stuff so that they could see the value of their own personal life when we have rioting in the streets, when we have police killing Black men and women in this country, when we have fights and arguments over political sidings. This person still told me, oh, and don't forget, we're in a pandemic. FYI, that hasn't gone away, because for some odd reason, a lot of people want to forget that there's actually a pandemic still out there and that people are still dying from that. And this person would rather have killed themselves beforehand than face what we have going on outside in our world. Now, I've never been the guy, I've never been the counselor or the therapist or the coach that is the one that people would come to for sage advice. I've never patterned myself to be that person. I'm just a guy with a microphone. I'm a guy who listens, and I'm a guy who reflects. And to have a person literally cry and tell me that their life doesn't matter because they feel as if society doesn't care about them crushes my spirit to no end. But here I am doing my duty as a human, to try to be there for the people I care about, try to be there for the people I love. And yet, here we are. And yet, here I am still confused that I live supposedly in one of the greatest countries in the world. And yet, we have what is happening right now. And yet, we have people still wanting to end their lives because they feel as if nobody cares about them. And yet you have somebody like me behind this microphone talking to you about the trials and tribulations of somebody who literally, on paper, would seem to have it all together. And yet, because they are human, they struggle, they suffer. Too many of my fellow human brothers and sisters come to me on a daily basis to just let me know that they're okay. Too many of my human brothers and sisters contact me just to ask if I'm okay, if I'm alive. Obviously, I'm alive, or else I wouldn't be talking to you now. But this is some sort of normal that now has become society. Another day, another person is being killed on the streets for simply existing. Another day, another person is being denied unemployment insurance for whatever reason. Another day, another billionaire has become another ultra billionaire. Another day, and yet the cycle continues. Another day, another person reaches out to me on social media and asks me what should they do, given everything, as if I'm some sort of comfort. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I can comfort everybody or anybody, but if you've listened to the Damon G Show and you've listened to me on multiple platforms, you will know that I legitimately care for my fellow humans on this world. But I see what's happening. I don't read the newspapers. I don't watch the news. I literally see with my own eyes, because I don't have to watch the news for people to tell me what's going on. I could go on Twitter or Instagram for that. I can have one of my friends back home in New York text me or call me or video chat me. I can have one of my clients say, "Hey, Damien, do you have a minute? Do you have some time today?" And I'm sorry, it's getting to the point now where I am tired. I am frustrated with our fellow humans who don't seem to understand the main purpose we're here. It isn't to put someone down. It isn't to bury somebody who we think we are better than. It isn't to have a superiority complex like so many people are doing right now. And I'll tell you, man, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of living in a world where love isn't the first thing we think of when trying to solve problems. Look, I'm not perfect. I am just as guilty as some people at not putting love first and putting my wallet first because I gotta eat, or I gotta pay my bills, or I have to pay my rent. But yet, I do the best I can, and I implore you, I implore everybody out there to do one act of kindness a day, not because you think it's going to make you feel better, but because it's going to help someone else organically. I am essentially begging everybody else I know to do that. Just one a day. It doesn't require money. It doesn't require you to have a 3-hour phone conversation. Just a simple, "How are you?" Even if you know the person is going to essentially drop a lot of stuff on you, that is the responsibility we as people seem to have forgotten. We have forgotten the responsibility that we have to be there for one another. And every day I'm seeing worse and worse happen. And it makes me sad. It makes me angry. And you're not going to hear me scream, because I don't really scream a lot. but if you see me and you know me and you can tell by the inflection in my voice, it tells a story enough on its own. So alas, my friends and all my listeners, what are we going to do to improve the situation? Great, retweeting something that we believe in is one thing. Cool. Posting a story on our Instagram feeds. Spreading awareness. Great. But what are we really going to do to challenge things, to change things, to try to elicit change? The best I can currently do, if I can't do it with my wallet to support people I love, I do it with my time. I do it with my effort. I do it with actually caring about whether or not my fellow humans thrive or survive. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you, it's not easy, but it's a job that goes beyond just employment. It is a job that spans my entire lifetime. I didn't get into these fields. I didn't get into broadcasting or human service or counseling or coaching to just sit back and do nothing. So if this message reaches 10 people, 20 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, I don't care. I'm challenging you to do one damn thing a day to make someone's life better. That's it, just one thing. And do it because you know that the effort you put will be appreciated by someone. The world's listening, one way or another. And I'd like to think that today my client, to bring it all back to my earlier point, is appreciative of what I did for them. And even if some people listening now are going to say, hey, you did the right thing, you did a great thing. No. I did what I signed up for. And that is to support, and to guide, and to love. That's what I signed up for. And I hope anyone listening out there, you find it in your heart and in your spirit and your soul, if that's what you believe in, to do something similar. And that's my little two cents here on the Damien G Show. A quick snippet for you, anchor.fm. I want to thank everybody out there from the bottom of my heart who are out there trying to be positive forces for the world we live in. I love you all. And as much as some people call me corny for saying it, without you, there really is no us. Please, can we start thinking about that from now on? And you can find the show on Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and the like. DamonG347 on Twitter, The Damon G Show on Instagram. I love you all. I love you. Careful and be well.